Financial and political chaos. A prime minister refusing to quit. But the UK media aren't alone in saying time is up for Liz Truss. Her sacking of her chancellor and friend Kwasi Kwarteng on Friday and her dismal performance in a news conference afterwards failed to calm the markets.
Are you going to say sorry?
Now it rests with the new occupant of the Chancellor's office at number 11 Downing Street, Jeremy Hunt, to turn things around. On his first morning in office, he was critical of what Truss has done so far.
It was a mistake to cut the top rate of tax at a period when we were asking everyone to make sacrifices. And it was a mistake to fly blind and not to back up the economic plans that were announced with an independent forecast from the Office for Budget Responsibility.
While Hunt says he supports growing the economy, he's talking of increasing some taxes. The only cuts will be on some of the spending. Ministers and party grandees would normally look to number 10 for solutions and tactics. Not now. It's number 11, Jeremy Hunt, the fourth Chancellor in a matter of 100 days. He's got a strong background, and it would appear he has a mandate to rewrite large parts of important government policy. Some in the Conservative Party say Truss has become a lame duck Prime Minister because she's appointed Hunt.
He's the dominant figure in the government. I mean, you could imagine, can't you, if you were asked to take on that role, the concessions that you would demand in order to do that. And it would have to be, you know, your control over economic policy, over personnel, over key committees.
Whatever the Conservative Party does, it can't afford to trigger an election. One new poll suggests it has less than 20% support. The opposition Labour Party is rallying its members.
Whatever they say now, whatever they do, it boils down to one argument for them. It's party first, country second, and that's unforgivable. The change this country needs is a Labour government.
Liz Truss is at the Prime Minister's country residence for the weekend, battling to save her job. Jeremy Hunt spent most of Saturday with his Treasury teams working on a formula. He might be able to tame the markets, but may not save the Prime Minister. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.